Yep. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Well, and everything's on my own.
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Right into the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Michael Bloomberg, no such a figure, no such a living, breathing embodiment of all that is wrong and all that is stupid in the establishment in this country could be ordered up from the works of fiction or the casting calls of that goddamn Batman movie they filmed the weekend before he ordered the raid on Occupy Wall Street. Obviously, Mayor Bloomberg, you should resign, and your little bully of a police commissioner, Raymond Kelly, should go with you. You have overstepped all reasonable interpretation.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in beautiful Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting to my right, a mere few hundred miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. Man, somebody's got a problem with Bloomberg. What's up with that?
That would be one Keith Olbermann.
Yeah. I think he said a dirty word in there, too.
Yes, he did.
Hmm.
And he also got in his favorite word, resign.
Everyone should resign immediately.
I know. I was brokenhearted that he didn't use immediately.
Yeah. He's slipping.
But I heard that this morning, and I had to use it just for you, Jay, because, well, you sound more like Olbermann than Olbermann does.
I do a better Olbermann than Olbermann does now.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad. He's losing it.
Well, when no one's watching, it's hard to bring your A game.
Don't I know it.
Although when we know there's no one listening, we still bring our A game because, well, we're professionals.
We never give up.
That's right.
Never, never, ever, ever give up. So how's it going?
Oh, fine. It's a beautiful gray and rainy day here in Bagwine, and got kind of a new schedule, assuming some hours. My feet are hurting and everything, but I'm keeping a stiff upper lip.
There you go. A few more hours, a little overtime action going on, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Overtime, right? Is that what you said? Well, yeah, it's kind of like
Yeah.
that. Only at not the overtime rate, but yeah, it's kind of like that.
Well, that's interesting.
And so, how's things down in your redneckville of the world?
Awful. God, just fucking awful. I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad I did.
Been a disaster of a week. Nothing's gone right all week long. Car took a crap. Ruined Thanksgiving. Matt Schaub went down for the Texans. They're done. He's done.
What happened?
The NBA has. I don't know. They said it was a significant foot injury.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. The NBA has imploded.
Yes.
It's been a struggle, Matt. It's been a struggle for the first 2 days this week.
You're probably a little disappointed in the dropping poll numbers of one Herman Cain, too, aren't you?
Herman Cain is imploding also. That's a devastating blow.
And what's more devastating is because he's imploding, the Noosters
Newtster's
like
on the rise. The Newtster's on the rise.
Yes. Which we predicted on this show on October
26th. Oh, yeah. Exactly. And it took a few weeks for everyone else to figure it out. Because
once
they don't
again,
have the insight that you do, Matt.
Once again, I'm with Stupid ahead of the curve.
Damn
and
right.
Before we retitle this particular show to the Self-Pity Party Part 2, I'd like to give a shout-out to Dana Lou, who's in the chat room.
Who? Dana Lou, that's who? My comedic skills are impressive, aren't they?
We both
go into the chat room here. Hola. There we go.
We both sound a little down and lethargic today, J-Man.
A little bit. But you know, the sun is shining. It's going to be a beautiful day here in God's country in Redneckville, Arkansas. There's a few things that are looking up around here. I did not realize this until a couple of days ago, but during our election day here, town here just to the north of Redneckville voted to allow liquor sales on Sundays. Not just beer. Not just beer and wine, but liquor sales. And they voted to allow liquor by the drink.
Wow.
So things are opening up around, loosening up a little here.
And so will the people.
Damn straight. And of course, in about 24 hours, a major, major trade in the I'm With Stupid Fantasy Football League will go through. Big trade.
Yes.
Big move made. I noticed that one person has voted no. I have no idea who that could be.
It was me, and I wasn't saying it's a bullshit trade, but we won't go there quite yet.
There's nothing. It is a very, very fair and even trade. The guy, Doc lost Matt Schaub off his team because Schaub got hurt. His other quarterback is Matt Stafford, good old Matty Ice Pack, who's always hurt and always struggling, and actually sucks. And so he and I have worked out a trade. I'm going to trade Cam Newton to him. For Fred Jackson, his running back.
Yeah.
For the first, so for next week, for the first time in 6 or 7 weeks, I might get more than 4 points total from my running backs. Since that candy ass Darren McFadden can't seem to get healthy.
No. I've only had one running back all year, so I don't want to hear your complaining.
Yeah, but you dropped Feeney Wells.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yes.
So anyway, it was just 3 weeks ago when I said I was going to start Cam Newton for every game the rest of the season. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. And evidently,
yeah.
You lost.
Now I'm trading him because Tom Brady and I made up. We're an item again.
Are you really?
Start break. Yeah. Brady's back as the starter.
Well, since you're so close to Tom, tell him to throw the ball to Aaron Hernandez once in a while, you know.
Oh, he's only got eyes for his white boys.
Yeah, he doesn't like Tex-Mex. He doesn't.
No, he's not a fan of nachos.
Doesn't like them spicy.
Yep.
Prefers the pierogies and Gronkowski over the spiciness of Aaron.
Yep. Yep. He only when you play players from the New England Patriots, you play the white guys. Brady, Welker, Gronkowski. Don't waste your time on the and Woodhead. Yeah. God, what a worthless. I can't even believe he's in the league. If he's in the league, I should be in the league. So anyway, Dana Lou pointing out that all of a sudden her team decided to start scoring points.
Yeah, I noticed that. She
started dating people.
Kind of was all over my boy this weekend, which made me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Not as uncomfortable as it made him feel, but. Oh, anyway. So there's that.
Yes, there is that. It's going to be a really wacky end of the season coming up here. In the Omnibus Football League.
Yeah. I actually expect to just go ahead and keep losing. But
well, I think your head's going to spin come Thursday morning when you see the moves that the Steel Reserves have made.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Old Trader Matt, they call me anymore. Just wheeling and dealing with the waiver wire.
Nobody is safe. Nobody is safe on the Steel Reserve.
That's right.
No job is safe. Not even Drew Brees.
That's right. He's benched this week, by the way. Of course, it's because he has a bye week. So my hopes and dreams and aspirations of winning this week lay on the shoulders of Matty Ice.
Oh, there you go.
I could have a worse backup, I guess.
I guess. Just not a fan. Just not a fan, yeah. Matt Ryan fan. Yeah. Just not quite getting it done for me. Huh? A little overrated. That Atlanta team's been a little overrated. And, of course, their coach is a dumbass. That, you know, this pisses me off. I'm glad you brought that up. So last Sunday, it's overtime. The Falcons have the ball at just shy of their own 30-yard line, 4th and inches, and they decide to go for it. As soon as they come out there to go for it, I knew they weren't going to make it. They lined up in that power formation, so you knew they were going to turn around and hand the ball off to
Michael Turner.
Michael Turner, deep at the backfield, so he was going to have to go 7 yards to get, 4 inches. So you knew they were in trouble. You knew they weren't going to make it, and then they didn't make it. You knew the Saints were going to win, which is great. I'm a Saints fan. Who dat? So, but what pisses me off about it is as soon as Saints kicked the field goal and won the game, I'm like, you know what? Every sports blog in America tomorrow is going to have some egghead who claims to be a statistical expert is going to tell us that Mike Smith made the right decision, even though they lost. And it happened. And it just pisses me off. They do it all the time. The statistics show this. But the problem is, the end result is
Jay,
they always
Jay,
lose
Jay,
when they do that.
Jay, slow down. You're starting to stutter.
I'm getting worked up here, man. I'm getting worked up. They always lose when they try shit like this. And these eggheads come out here, these pinheads, these liberal elites with their math degrees from fancy East Coast institutions tell us, oh, they made the right decision anyway. No, they didn't. They lost. That's how we know they made the wrong decision. They lose every time they try shit like this. Because you know what they can't measure with the statistics?
Heart.
That's right. And they can't measure that when you fail to get the first down and you've got the Saints, of all people, on your own 30-yard line, your defense comes out and says, we got no chance. There's your statistic for you right there. Zero.
Okay.
That's the chance
Jay,
the defense
Jay,
felt like they had.
Jay,
anyway.
It's time to stop. I even have corroboration from the chat room.
Phone lines are open.
Yes, they are. At 661-244-9852.
Well, see, now, the corroboration from the chat room comes from one of those math types, one of those numbers people.
That's a good
She's
point.
A little
Very
uncomfortable.
Good.
She's a little uncomfortable being exposed in a manner in which she's not used to being exposed.
Because when you question numbers, you are questioning Dana.
Exactly. You're questioning everything she stands for and believes in.
Mm-hmm. Now that we've alienated our one guest in the chat room, what else is on your mind today?
The more toppings a man has on his pizza, I believe the more manly he is. A manly man don't want it piled high with vegetables. He would call that a sissy pizza.
That's pretty funny. Who would have said that, Jay? I can't imagine.
None other than the Herman Cain. That's my boy right there.
Yeah.
That
wasn't
racist,
he's your boy now. Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He good enough for Hank Jr.? He's good enough for me?
That's right.
Although I have to say I'm a little disappointed in his sexual harassment skills. But
yeah, that still really hasn't come to the top yet, has it?
No. But I think it's slowly but surely taking its toll on Herman. One of the problems with somebody who's not actually a politician, who's not a lifelong politician, when they run for president, they end up in a political crisis and they don't have the political skills to deal with it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Although, I'm sorry, I was typing into the chat room, and you know how monocular my abilities are. One thing at a time, Maddie, one thing at a time. I'll tell you what, Herman Cain's lost, though. Someone who does have political skills and is climbing the charts with a bullet.
As you predicted, on October 26th.
That's right, the Newtster.
The Newtmeister.
Uh-huh.
Newterino. On the climb.
That's right. He's the John McCain of 2012. I'm telling you right now.
Newt rising.
Left for dead and resurrected.
Yep, and he showed all that spunk, too. Last week's debate on CNBC, when he, in such a manly fashion, went after Maria Bartiromo there.
Yes.
He's only a real man. Goes after the only woman on the panel
mm-hmm.
when they ask questions, when they dare to question him.
Yeah, that's almost as bad as, like, I don't know who would do that, but going after your wife while she's laying in the hospital bed, sticking your finger in her face.
Woman's suffering from cancer and you're going to divorce her because you want to marry your mistress who you would later dump for your next mistress, who you would be banging while you're trying to impeach the president for having a mistress.
You know, the more
I don't know who would
like,
do that.
You know, the more you talk like that, I am behind the Newtster more and more. You know, Herman had his chance to get it on with the ladies, but I think I'm a Newt man.
What, you know, that it makes a good point, and one of the reasons that Newt I think is surpassing Herman is because people are realizing that Herman just doesn't have much game. And Newt does.
Well, and Newt,
you know, Newt can close the deal. He doesn't just have to hit on women. He can close the deal. He's got women all over him, apparently.
Yes. That happens when you have a nice line of credit at Tiffany's.
Oh, yeah. And his charming personality.
Yeah, he's bubbly. He's vivacious.
He is. Mr. Friendly.
He is to politics what Sandra Lee is to the Food Network. That's how I see him.
You know, I could take all day exploring that one.
I could take all day exploring Sandra Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Especially this time of year with the holidays coming up. That's where she really gets jiggy with it.
Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait till she makes her world-famous Hanukkah cake for everybody at the governor's mansion in New York. The first day of Hanukkah.
Uh-huh.
Nothing like a little round blue cake with a Star of David on top of it to really get you in the festive spirit.
It does.
Is this cake kosher? What's that? Kosher. More or less. But look, it's sparkly. Then, of course, you can come back with her Hanukkah cake. Or not her Kwanzaa cake.
Oh, I bet that's really good. You know, I'm trying to avoid this because I don't want to use up the material before we have our big holiday week in December.
Okay. Okay, next subject. Phone lines are still open.
At 661-244-9852. Can you tell I'm kind of distracted today, Jay?
You seem a little distracted. Is there something going on outside the hospital across the street?
No, it's closed. It's gone. I mean, the building is still there. Oh, yeah.
There's nothing the there, but the new residents are a fine class of people.
Yeah. They'll be moving in, I'm sure, in a couple days or so, after they get, you know, absolutely everything out and security's gone. Wow.
Yeah, they'll be, let's see, have you ever seen the movies, the Death Wish movies? Yeah, you know, that's that'll be your new neighbors soon enough.
Yeah, I think pretty soon I'm going to be smack dab in the middle of Occupy High Street.
Yep. New place for the squatters.
Yeah, the new hospital is open and it's on the other side of town, and so it's just me and the ghosts.
Yep. So you're much more at high risk now. You can't just stagger across the street.
That's right. I would have to actually. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, when the power goes out, it'll stay out for 8 hours now because we used to be hooked up to the hospital, and they got to get that right back on. So,
exactly.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. Here where I live, we're on the same grid with several of the local manufacturing plants here in town. So when the power goes out here in town, our grid comes back first.
That's the
type of things you think about when you move into a new place.
Exactly.
I'll
tell you what, from now on, hell, the next time an ambulance goes by with the sirens wailing and stuff, I'll probably actually notice.
Or try to hitch a ride. Maybe one will come by today and drop you off at work in the rain.
Yeah, see, that's another thing. I've been looking out the window the entire time we've been doing the show, and it's just still raining, still miserable, and I'm thinking, I'll be walking in that in about, I don't know, an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, without a pre-show, without a pre-work nap even.
Without a nap, too.
It's going to be, I tell you what, people better not fuck with the Matt Man at the beer mine today. They better have exact change already on them. They'd better not be digging for it. They better not ask for ice.
No ice.
They better not ask for strawberry limeade Mountain Dew.
Or buttermilk.
Oh, God.
Know what you want and have your money ready.
Better not ask for Lemon Lime Boone's Farm.
No.
Hey, we got a few guests have wandered into the chat room.
I see that. Welcome, guests.
Putting a little pressure on us.
Yeah. Glad you could come in when I'm under my worst day ever here. Well, not my worst day. We deleted that show. My second worst day.
Well, we sure as shit did. The only show ever, the only I'm With Stupid ever deleted. It was the Tucson special.
We should have kept the copy for ourselves, though.
to play at parties. Yeah, you could have kept a copy and held on to that until the day Rhino got married, and then after he got married, you could get the new daughter-in-law and say, "This is what you know the family you've moved in or married into. Check this out."
I think even Ryan would be appalled.
Maybe so.
And that's going.
Through. I don't know. It wasn't that bad of a show. It had potential.
It had potential, yes.
Yeah, it was a great concept. I mean, making fun of a person who had just been shot in the head.
Yeah.
What's not funny about that?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of interviews with Gabby Gifford. She's doing great, and we're happy about that.
She is doing well.
Nobody's asked her what was going through her head on that day, but they will.
Well, they will if she's ever on this show.
Sure, I will. Anyway.
Yeah.
Great little trip down memory lane there for us.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, speaking of sports, and we were at some point, I guess you saw the rather disgusting and tawdry display on ESPN last night as Coach K became the winningest coach in men's college basketball history.
Yeah, that's what happened, but they displayed it as if Jesus Christ had returned to Earth.
Exactly. They were showing the game on ESPN. Over on ESPN2, they had Florida versus the Ohio State. And they cut in to the Ohio State-Florida game to show the final 30 seconds of the Duke game and then the interview on the court with Coach K and all the celebration. As if people who have ESPN2 could not have just flipped over to ESPN if they really wanted to see that crap.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here watching this, and just a week or so after the Penn State debacle, where we talked about deification of coaches, this presenting them as the greatest human beings on earth and all this stuff, and then we have this huge disappointment. We find out that they're just like everybody else. ESPN was right there doing the exact same thing again.
Exactly.
As if it had never happened.
As if it had never happened. Go ahead. Oh, the worst thing was it gave me flashbacks to the Penn State debacle, because everyone around and talking and all the talking heads are all drooling and stuff. It looked like a bunch of Jerry Sandusky's in a shower with a little boy. That's what it was.
Exactly.
Like.
Exactly. It looked like Jerry Sandusky staring at a video of Justin Bieber performing. Justin Bieber's a boy, right? Well,
allegedly.
Anyway, lost a couple of guests on that one, a couple of Coach K fans, I guess. People who are going to live that, you know, in that delusion that Coach K really is that greatest human being on earth.
And we're here to tell you he's not.
No, of course not. Just
I bet he
guy.
Eats pizza with a fork.
Elitist.
Yeah, exactly. Or he is a Duke, for God's sakes.
Yeah, no kidding. They were showing all the former Duke players there, everybody except Christian Laettner, who didn't show up.
Except for who?
Coach Christian Laettner.
Oh, okay.
He and Coach K appear to have a bit of a rift, which is really difficult for me because, I mean, I hate Christian Laettner too.
Now, what's he doing
just
now,
a bad,
anyway?
There's just being an asshole. That's what he's doing. 24/7. I'm sure. I don't know. I have no idea what he's up to now. I just can't stand him though. That is the biggest a-hole in the history of the world right there.
Yeah, it's going some now.
I know. Even more so than us. And I got my asshole merit badge from the Cub Scouts yesterday on Tumblr. So 10 seconds in the live stream.
Yeah, we're about to lose the live stream. Thanks for everyone for coming in the chat room. We'll be on again Saturday at 6:30, maybe. So,
that's the plan so far.
That's the plan.
It's kind of out of our hands.
Yes.
It's up to God now.
God.
Hey, did you see the little exchange between Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Bill Maher?
I did. I watched it a couple of times last night.
There's a who the hell do you root for situation, huh?
Yeah, I know. not a big fan of either. Although, the angle of the video I saw, she does have some nice legs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hank and I both agree with that.
Yes, we do.
But, you know,
I guess
but
was,
she's an incredibly rude person.
She's awful. She's horrid.
Yeah. But then again, Bill Maher is a ridiculously self-important asshole, too. So.
I know. So that's why I was just rooting for her legs.
Yeah.
I wanted her
and the
legs
problem
to
I have... maybe they could open up and say something.
Exactly.
To you. But the problem I have with Bill Maher being a self-important asshole is that I am a self-important asshole. I can't have other people be in the same way.
Well, you got some competition out there.
I see too much of myself in Bill Maher other than the being rich and having a TV show and the fact that he smokes dope all the time.
Yeah. Right. He's like other than that. He's like a hip Keith Olbermann.
Yeah, that's because he lives on the West Coast and Keith's a New Yorker. If Keith would move out to San Francisco, he'd be pretty hip, pretty fast.
He'd be pretty in demand, too, let me tell you.
He would be. Yeah. He'd have a flower above his ear, playing guitar on a street corner.
He strikes me more as a sitar kind of guy. A little more deep and introspective.
Oh. Man arrested at LA camp for public masturbation in front of children. I told you they shouldn't have given Sandusky bail.
That's right. So, when do you get your car back, do you think?
Probably today.
You think it'll truly be fixed, or will they just tell you it's fixed?
I don't even want to think about it. I'm just hoping that when I pick it up, it gets me home. Because you know, I always have this fear that, you know, get back in it and start down the street, and like, I noticed they fixed everything, but what was wrong with it?
Boy, the window never rolled up so smoothly.
Well, here's an interesting little story.
Oh.
In July of this year, Joe Paterno transferred full ownership of his house to his wife for $1.
Huh. That was nice of him. I'm sure there
sold the house. Just... Sold the house to Suzanne P. Paterno, trustee, for $1 plus love and affection. Well, now that's interesting.
Maybe it was transferred because of love and affection.
You know, I'm telling you, I've got a new proposal for Miley Cyrus. Purchased her house for $1 in love and affection and admiration. I'll throw in admiration.
Sure.
And companionship.
Mm-hmm.
Same goes. Well, same offer goes to Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
Although I admit that one's less likely to be accepted. Tim Tebow Foundation has announced plans to build a hospital in the Philippines.
Well, that's nice.
All right. Big Tim Tebow
fan. Weren't his parents there? Weren't his parents missionaries there or something?
Yes, they were converting the Catholics to Christianity.
I didn't know Catholics were non-Christians.
You think I'm joking, but like many fundamentalist non-denominational Christians, the Tebow crowd believes that Catholics are not actually Christians.
Evidently, they're more like Mormons or something.
I guess so. Anyway. I wonder if he needs a director of marketing, because, you know, I am a marketing guru.
You are?
Yeah. And
I could be like
in the Philippines, uh-huh. a great place to visit, great place to live there in the Philippines.
I believe you have a couple friends over there already.
I'm telling you, I already know one hot babe who lives there, so.
Yeah.
And a few others that ignore me.
I have one that actually likes me. So, if you get the gig, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, you can come visit, and we'll all get together and, you know, have a dinner party.
It's not going to be fish, is it? Only fish and rice. Oh God.
Well, you're not a fan?
Well, I'll bring pizza. Let's just leave it at that.
They put fish on their pizza, don't they?
Oh, God. Well, I do, I guess. Anchovies.
Yeah. I'll have a little pepperoni and tilapia.
That's always a good combination. I wonder if you can eat sponge. That's an interest. I'm going to have to look into that. Does anyone eat sponge?
Oh. Quick, to the Google-mobile.
Well, I was going to say, it would have been helpful if Mike was on the line.
I guess not, because all I can see are sponge cake recipes.
Yeah, well, it's...
No, I guess not, but you can always try it.
I could.
I mean, that's, you know, the first guy who ever ate crawfish, little crawdaddies, was, you know, spent the whole day fishing, using those as bait, couldn't catch anything, got hungry, and said, well, I'm going to boil the bait up and see what it tastes like.
Yeah, there you go. We've covered it all today so far, from Herman Cain to sponges.
Yep. Oh, did we mention, I guess you saw this, Jerry Sandusky's lawyer? Turns out he knocked up a 16-year-old girl back in the late 90s. Yep. He ended up marrying her and had another kid with her. They're still married. Been married 15 years later. They're still married. And she's now 31 and he's now 64. So, you know, State College, Pennsylvania is a freaking cesspool, man.
No kidding. I might have to hop in. I might have to make a little road trip here.
I mean, you know, we have been missing out all of our prime, in our adult lives here, spending our time you know, thinking that places like East St. Louis were the places to go to get the action.
Oh, you'll get plenty of action there.
Yes, you will. Not all of it, you know, or most of it life-threatening, but... Yeah, what a place that is.
So we have an actual... Go ahead.
I was going to say, East St. Louis is where they should have filmed the Death Wish movies because they wouldn't have had to do anything.
And
that's what the streets really looked like.
Yeah, they wouldn't have needed crowd control or anything because people could just go about their business and saying, same old, same old. We have an actual show coming up Saturday, Jay. Did you know that?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and are we going to do a Thanksgiving preview?
That's what I was thinking.
All right. Yep, because I'll be making Thanksgiving dinner for the first time ever.
Oh, really? I didn't know it was the first time ever.
I've always been a receive on the receiving end of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Never on the
good, but continue.
Never on the delivering end. But instead of calling Hudson's Grocery, the one with the great big huge bull out front, and having them there for us, or going to Shoney's, it's just probably going to be a chicken or a turkey breast, maybe
yeah.
Not a whole turkey. Oh, yeah. So we could talk about that Thursday.
Oh, great. That would be Saturday, Jay.
Yeah, but it's for next Thursday.
Yeah.
Assuming we have a show Saturday, which we probably will.
Yeah.
Right.
In all likelihood.
Right.
Unless things change. I won't be cooking this year, Jay.
I can't believe you guys are open on Thanksgiving Day. That's kind of an outrage.
Yeah, well. People are thirsty on Thanksgiving just like every other day of the year.
Maybe more so because they're dealing with family members.
Exactly. I'm just glad we don't sell liquor.
you guys can order from Pizza Hut. When you get home from work.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I worked for the pizza place back in college, I had to work Thanksgiving Day. Well, I thought the owner was an idiot, just a fool for being open. We were open from like 11 a.m. to 7, and I worked the whole day, and we got crushed.
Really?
We were busy as hell. Oh, my God, we were busy. It was even just carry out only. I was the only one down there. People would call in and I'd say, we're carry out only. They go, I don't care. I'll come get it. Lonely, sad people.
That's true.
Just like me. Except I wouldn't be able to go pick it up because my car is in the shop.
Oh, that's okay. Just send me, I'll walk and get it for you, Jay. In the rain, no less.
Apparently so. Actually, I have another car, but that's not the point. Two vehicles, neither can leave the city limits. No, that's not by court order that I'm keeping me in the city limits.
If there was a court order of any kind along those lines, it would be getting you out of the city limits.
So, 40 seconds left, mercifully.
Mm-hmm.
Another quality professional performance here today.
Yes, it was, as always. A little disjointed.
You should have just let me rant about those statistic guys.
Yeah, I guess that would have worked. It would have been more coherent than my thoughts today.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks to the folks who listened.
Yep. Thanks to all the guests who popped in.
Yep.
And hopefully
that's it.
We'll see you Saturday.
Right.
All right, Jay. See you.
Bye.